Welcome to worship at Hollywood United Methodist Church in Harmony, Toluca Lake. We're glad that you have joined us on this last Sunday in October for worship. Let us now join our hearts and our minds together as we worship God.
It seems like I'm coming undone. This walk can often feel lonely. No matter what, until this race is won, I will stand my ground where hope can be found. I will stand my ground where hope can be found. Questioning why, I will stand my ground where hope can be found. I will stand my ground where hope can be found.
Let us now be in an attitude of prayer together. Source of life and love, we look to you not only as our great example, but also as our constant companion. When we can't see beyond the mundane, and when our future looks bleak, and in those moments when we find ourselves paralyzed by situations that are life-depleting, you remind us of your preferred future for our lives. A future with a hope, abundant life. When we feel lonely, when our human interactions produce pain, and when we find ourselves at our most unlovable, you remind us that we are your children and the recipients of your unconditional love and perpetual presence. As your beloved, we yearn to be a loving people, a people who are known by our love of God and our love of neighbor. As such, we come alongside those we know to be in need. This day we pray for all those who are in our hearts and on our minds. Help us to be your hands and feet in this world which is hurting so much right now. We grieve with those who grieve, especially those who have recently experienced loss. We seek healing and wholeness in our relationships and in our world. We pray for those who are unemployed and those who are underemployed, for those who worship their work, and for those who labour tirelessly for more just economic structures. Teach us to love as you love. Help us to love by being patient as you are patient. Help us to love by being kind, for you are kind. Help us to love by not being envious or boasting or by being proud, for you, through Jesus, showed perfect love by being the perfect servant, making yourself nothing so we could have everything. Help us to love by not being rude or self-seeking, for you, God, show us love through loving words whispered in our spirits and by seeking only our good. Help us to love by not being easily angered, for you, God, show love by keeping no record of wrongs for all who ask forgiveness. Help us love by protecting, just as you protect, by giving others second and third and fourth chances, just as you have given to us, by being full of hope, and by persevering, just as you persevered. Lord, give us in our heart of hearts a love that never fails. And now we join our voices together to pray the prayer which Jesus taught us. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen.
Hello, everyone. Pastor Mark here, and on behalf of Hollywood United Methodist Church and Harmony Toluca Lake, we hope this finds you doing well. At 11:40 a.m. on this beautiful Sunday morning, get your coffee and donut ready, or whatever else it is you might want to snack on, and let's chat post-worship. Now, what you're going to see on the side of the Facebook live stream over in the chat box will be a Zoom link. So what do? Just click on that link and let the conversations commence. Now, we have quite a bit happening, ways of connecting throughout the week. So to find out about those, check out our website, hollywoodumc.org, or hey, you can go to our Hollywood and Harmony public pages on Facebook. That said, I want to highlight four announcements. Next Sunday, November the 1st, which is All Saints Sunday, we'll continue our HUMC tradition of remembering those who have transitioned into the heavenly realm over the past year, while also celebrating the new life born among us. Well, to participate in this effort, which will be part of the worship service, we ask that you please send a photo along with the name of your loved one who has passed away, or baby who has been born, and email that to EL, and that's EL at hollywoodumc.org by tomorrow. That's tomorrow, as in Monday, October the 26th. Happening tomorrow as well is Courageous Conversations at 7:30 p.m. And that particular conversation is going to focus on pressing for justice post-election. So whatever the outcome, what are the steps forward? Well, we're going to find out because Melinda Hale and Rev. Dave Bungie have the answers. Okay, number three on the announcement slate is, starting on Sunday, November the 1st, and that's next Sunday, Harmony Toluca Lake is going live with an online weekly worship service via Zoom at 10:30 a.m. There's going to be music, prayers, scripture, a message, plus breakout rooms for a question of the day. And you can find the Zoom link on the church website or by way of social media. And the final announcement for this morning is estate planning. Now, if you're thinking, okay, why do I need that? Well, think again, because no matter your age, whatever phase of life you're in, everyone needs a will and an estate plan. So we're offering an informational group meeting via Zoom on Saturday, November the 7th at 11 a.m. with attorney Mary Carbajal. And here's where we'll learn what it takes to build an estate plan, so we can pass on that for which we've been entrusted to those individuals and charities we value the most. To sign up, please email me, and that's Mark, M-A-R-K, at hollywoodumc.org. With that, thank you. Now, why am I thanking you? because of your love, care, and support for Hollywood UMC and its ministries. Together, friends, we're building the kingdom of God here on earth. Now, to provide financial support, there are various ways to do that, and we can donate via the QR code, and that's what you see on your screen, or there's text to give, or we can give by way of HUMC's secure website, and there's always snail mail. Well, no matter how it is that we do give, let's do so with cheerful hearts, for that is what God really wants, and that is what God truly loves. Let's praise God. Amen? Amen. Let us now continue in worship.
In the crushing, in the pressing, you are making new wine. In the soil I now surrender, you are breaking new ground. So I yield to you and to your careful hand. When I trust you, I don't need to understand. Make me your vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. In the pressing, you are making new wine. In the soil I now surrender, you are breaking new ground. You are breaking new ground. So make me your vessel, make me an offering, make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Out of me, Jesus, bring new wine out of me. 'Cause where there is new wine, there is a new power, there is new freedom, and the kingdom is here. I lay down my old land to carry your new fire today. 'Cause where there is new wine, there is a new power, there is new freedom, and the kingdom is here. I lay down my old flames to carry your new fire today. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. God, I came here with nothing, but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Just make me your vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me, Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me.
Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 15. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues or on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. For your Father knows what you need before you ask. This then is how you should pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, then your Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive you your sins.
Today we conclude our fall sermon series, #ThisIsUs. Over the past 6 weeks, we've been introducing who we are and what we believe to a whole new set of online worshipers, in addition to our congregations at Hollywood and Toluca Lake. You see, despite the pandemic, our ministry continues. And we hope that by sharing our progressive Christ-centered values, we have helped to inform you as Election Day approaches in just a few days. We've been preaching from portions of our What We Believe statement that you can find on our website. It is a powerful essay that has been our vision for over 12 years. Its preamble reads, "At Hollywood United Methodist Church, we believe that God is love, that all people are welcome and equal in the family of God, and that God is for us, not against us." Today's focus is on the following What We Believe point. We believe in the power of prayer, that fear is not the only force at work in the world today. There's an old story about a salesman who had been working in Virginia and had been transferred out of state. The move had been the principal topic of conversation in the house for weeks. Then the night before the big move, the dad went into his daughter's bedroom, 5 years old, to hear her prayers. And so she concluded her prayers by saying, "And now, God, I'll have to say goodbye forever, because we're moving to California." Well, let there be no doubt, even though it may come as a surprise to folks in some parts of the country, yes, here in California, we do pray. I want to begin today with some hard questions, which I invite you to answer for yourselves. How often do we pray? Several times a day? Daily? A few times a week? On Sundays when the pastor tells you to? Do we find ourselves praying mostly when we're going through difficult times and somehow praying less when things are going well in our lives? And when we are confronted with things that we truly and reasonably fear, What do we do more of? Check social media or pray? The great theologian Robert McAfee Brown wrote one of my favorite quotations on prayer, which I have shared previously with the congregation at Hollywood. He writes, "Prayer for many is like a foreign land. When we go there, we go as tourists. Like most tourists, we feel uncomfortable and out of place. Like most tourists, we therefore move on before too long and go somewhere else." In other words, we tend to rush through our prayers. "Hey God, how you doing? I'm okay, but I could use some help in working things out with my sweetheart. Oh yeah, help the homeless and those with COVID and take care of my parents. And yeah, everyone on the prayer list that pray for them too. Thanks for everything, God. Amen." Yeah. We don't spend time, let me say it this way, we don't spend enough time simply being in the presence of God. Maybe it's because we know that God already knows our hearts, so we don't need to spend time telling God what God already knows. But the reality is that we need to practice the presence of God and spend time in prayer every day. As Dr. King once said, to be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. Now, throughout his ministry, Jesus encouraged his followers to pray, and he spent time instructing them how. In our gospel lesson for today, the midpoint of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaches us what true prayer is and what it isn't. First, Jesus said, "Don't be like the hypocrites who stand outside and shout their prayers where everyone can hear them. When they do that, they're not really talking to God. They're just seeking attention for themselves, and they're trying to show off just how pious they are." Jesus says, just don't. Don't use prayer as a means to be noticed by others. That is not the purpose of prayer. Second, Jesus says, when you pray, when you really and truly want to share your heart and your soul with God, go into your room, find a quiet place, shut the door, and then pray in secret. God will hear you. There are no worries about that. But have some one-on-one time with God by yourself in the silence. God will honor you for honoring God's own self in that way. Third, Jesus says, just stop babbling. Jesus said, don't babble like the pagans, but really, prayers just don't have to be very long. A simple sentence prayer, "Thank you, God," that will suffice. Now, I grew up going to a Baptist elementary school, and every Wednesday morning before school began, we had a prayer circle where we'd go up on the second floor to a classroom and get on our knees on this linoleum floor, and we'd turn our rusty metal folding chairs around, and we'd put our elbows and pray like this. And we each had to go around and say a prayer that had to contain three different items. Now, that's fine, but they couldn't be things that anyone else had said. So if you were at the end of the prayer chain, that was tough. Because by that point, people were saying, "Thank you, God, for light bulbs," or praying for lizards or something. It was something. So, it's hard enough for adults to think of three things to say in prayer, much less a second grader. So when I grew up and I read this passage about not babbling and that prayers could be effective when they were succinct, I felt much better about those experiences at my Baptist school days. Finally, Jesus says, here's how I want you to pray. The Lord's Prayer is a roadmap for how we should pray. But too often we simply say it by rote without thinking about the power of it all. So let's consider some of its elements. First, we are to say our Father or our Creator, not my or mine, but our. Because by saying our, we acknowledge that we all belong to God. Whether we're Catholic or Protestant, conservative, progressive, gay or straight, the word our means that God's love has overcome any division, any polarization that we have brought upon ourselves in this life together. You know, we might pray personally, but the Lord's Prayer is a corporate prayer that binds us all together with the God who loves us unconditionally. hallowed be thy name. To hallow means to make holy. Now we know that God is holy and that we belong to God, but too often we fall short in reflecting that holiness in our life. As we pray, hallowed be thy name, we are really saying, God, use me. Use me so others can see what your holiness, your goodness, your love looks like. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Family, this is the central teaching of Jesus. This is what Jesus wanted us to understand as his followers. And possibly it's the hardest lesson for us to wrap our heads around, because it means that the world, it just isn't all about me. The great preacher Harry Emerson Fosdick, in his book on prayer, writes that prayer is not about us giving advice to God or convincing God that we're right. If it were up to us, he says, we'd pray for God to follow our lead, our will. But you see, God is not a cosmic short order cook, just waiting for us to pray so that God will know whatever we want and that God can fulfill every desire. Nor does God answer prayers that would cause someone else to relinquish his or her free will. We've talked before about how God does not will bad things to happen to us, and that God does not send harm or tragedy to teach us. Bad things are never the will of God. Now, we've talked before about how God does not will bad things to happen to us, or that God does not send harm or tragedy to teach us. Bad things are never the will of God. Let me say that again. Bad things are never the will of God. But here's what God will do. We can be assured that even though we might not receive the answer to prayer that we want or that we hope for, we can be assured that God hears us, that God never abandons us, and that God can work through situations we are in, be they positive or negative, to bring forth good. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is where our prayer, truly our faith, moves from the personal to the collective. Our prayer is not for a theocracy, for a political system that would reflect one faith tradition, but our prayer is that our nation and our world would reflect the values of the kingdom of God. Values such as where every person is worthy, where working for peace and justice and equality for all takes precedence over the individual accumulation of wealth and power, a world and a nation where we can all live in peace. To get there, though, we need to change our prayer slightly and say resoundingly, Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel, because we acknowledge that we cannot do this without you. Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel, because we're in the eighth month of this pandemic with no end in sight, and too many of your children have died, and too many continue to suffer. Jesus, take the wheel, because there is so much at stake in the elections in the coming days. Things like how we will choose to treat the most vulnerable among us, how we will choose to define compassion and care for our neighbor, how we will choose to see the future of our nation with liberty and justice for all of these and so many more values are on the ballot November 3rd. Jesus, take the wheel, because no matter the outcome of the election, the divisions that exist among us cannot be healed through mere legislation. Systemic racism will not be eradicated by a change of mind, but it will only be eradicated through a change of heart, a change that stems from the love of God in Jesus Christ, a love that is unconditional and that values every person as a person worthy and of value. Jesus, take the wheel, because your people long for peace. Your people in Armenia need peace and protection from the continued attacks by the armies of Turkey and Azerbaijan. the more than 545 children who were taken from their families at the border over the past few years without adequate tracking will have no peace until they are reunited with their parents. Jesus, take the wheel. Help us do a hard reset of decency and honesty and holiness in our own lives so that we might be forces of healing and forgiveness in the year ahead. Jesus, take the wheel, and let us remember the words of the great theologian Soren Kierkegaard, who wrote, "The function of prayer is not to influence God, but rather to change the nature of the one who prays." When we place ourselves, our vulnerable selves, our metaphorically naked selves before God in prayer, that's when we are changed. Our hearts are opened. We no longer see ourselves as self-sufficient. Instead, we become God-sufficient when we open ourselves to God's presence and power in our lives and deepen that relationship with God through prayer. We move then to a deeper understanding of prayer as caring for others. You see, prayer is to lift to God the concerns, the loves, the challenges of our hearts, and to recognize that we alone do not have the answers, that we alone can accomplish only a little, but we recognize the power of God to accomplish all. So, whether you live in California or wherever you find yourself, I pray you will join us in affirming our belief in the power of prayer, that fear is not the only force at work in the world today. And may our prayer this day and every day be, Jesus, take the wheel. Amen.